Hello there! Dave and Darren's top five things. A look back at what we managed to get done this morning on Planet 93.9, our morning show. Quad City's real alternative radio. You can listen online on the FM radio, and if that doesn't work for you, there's the website, planet939.com. I'm Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
And this is the podcast, which is brought to you by Capriotti Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. They're open each and every day for curbside takeaway or delivery, and that's from 11 till 7. And remember, anytime is a good time to get Capriotti's gift cards because everybody loves Capriotti's.
Quack, quack.
They call it takeaway in England.
Is that right?
Yeah, not takeout, takeaway.
I guess both make sense.
Sure.
Quack, quack. That'll make sense when you listen to the rest of the podcast, but we won't get to that until we get to this first one.
Number one.
Number one.
Number one.
I think this is an interesting exercise, a good mental exercise.
Okay.
I'm going to give you four different buffets, and I want you to rank them in order of preference.
Okay.
Four different types of buffets. Rank them, would you please? You got your breakfast buffet.
Yeah.
Your standard dinner buffet.
Yeah.
Your Chinese buffet.
Yes.
And your pizza buffet.
Mm.
Would you kindly rank them in order, 1 through 4?
Okay, I'll say Chinese.
You start with Chinese. Interesting.
Yeah, Chinese pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese pizza, dinner, breakfast.
You do breakfast buffet at the very end.
Breakfast is not my favorite meal.
Interesting.
I would prefer if you were to serve.
You got a guy there that makes the omelet just the way you want it. That doesn't do anything for you? Breakfast buffet is far and away number one for me. And it's not even close, brother.
Well, we come from different worlds.
So just so I got this straight, you would go Chinese buffet 1. Then pizza, then your standard dinner buffet, and you end with breakfast pizza.
I would be happy with any of them.
Yes, I know, but I'm asking you to rank them.
I've ranked them.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating.
Now, is there a psychological profile?
No, there's no right or wrong answer here, although I can't understand putting Chinese above breakfast.
I don't think we're going to see any buffets anytime soon.
Well, you're probably right. This isn't something people are...
My guess is you're going to order something and then get that, as opposed to hovering on top of something.
I thought I saw a sign that the Golden Corral was open with limited seating. I thought I saw that sign on Elmore the other day.
Limited seating or limited menu or both?
Well, I didn't have time to really investigate it because I have really no interest in eating there. But I think both. I'm guessing. It wouldn't make sense to prepare enough food for capacity if you know that you legally can't have capacity, right?
Right. If you're going to cut...
Well, hey, Henry, what's with all the prime rib? We can have like 20 people in here. What are you doing?
Yes, if you're going to cut capacity, you might as
well... Weekends are busy time for us, boss.
Yeah. What's with all the Salisbury steak?
Salisbury steak. I would go... Breakfast first, then your standard dinner buffet, then your pizza buffet. Chinese is a very distant fourth.
Complete opposite of what I said.
Is it, ranking-wise?
Yes.
I guess that's why this show works and has worked for so long.
Counting to 4 and then counting from 4 down to 1, yes.
Chinese buffet doesn't have soft serve ice cream at the end.
It could.
Chinese ice cream.
Well...
Is that a thing?
It's quite flavorful.
Is it? It tastes like squid, or what does Chinese ice cream taste like? How would you rank them? Feel free to reach out to us on the text line at 470-23-NACHO. Again, your options are your standard dinner buffet, Chinese buffet, pizza buffet, and breakfast buffet. How would you rank those buffets? And again, I know, Darren, we don't live in a reality right now where buffets are plentiful.
Listen, you take me to any of them, I'm going to be happy.
Do you remember the first time you went to a smorgasbord in the 70s? Remember when that was such a big thing?
Yes.
Oh,
I don't know about remembering the first time, but we went.
I'll never forget it. We're going to what they call a smorgasbord. And I thought, what is this?
I think it was like a dime per year or something.
Something crazy for the kids. The adults had to pay, but as far as the kids under a certain age, they only charged like a dime.
See, the Ground Round had a deal where you paid what you weigh.
Right.
Which, and I don't want to tell the people of the Ground Round how to run their business, but they would weigh you before you ate. That doesn't make any sense. Weigh the kids after they eat. You make more money that
way. Well, when they saw the big boys coming.
Oh, boy.
And it's like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
This meal is going to cost you 4 spins. It's,
it's, you're about to have a $4 meal, sir. It's
for $40.
That's not the best idea. Buffets, again, it's just a fun exercise to put yourself in the mind space of when you could hang out in a room with a bunch of strangers and hover over meals. Are there any
buffets? And hover over them.
Any other buffets that I should have included on this list? Because this is an exercise I saw on Twitter. And
I know that they have like a Polish buffet just outside of Woodstock, Illinois.
Polish buffet.
That intrigued me.
Okay.
It wasn't open at the time that I drove by, but it's like, ooh, I really should do that sometime.
Is that where you burn your mouth on the tailpipe, or how does that work?
No.
What am I thinking of?
Anyone want to help us change these light bulbs?
Story here from Martha's Vineyard, where a ship and its captain, a boat and its captain, have been banned from a basin there at Martha's Vineyard because they've grounded the boat again.
Every time, the
Miss Jenna.
That's how we know we're here.
The Miss Jenna, which is a vineyard crab and whelk boat, has been banned by the Chilmark Harbor Department. The harbor master said he made the decision to ban this boat following the grounding of the vessel on Thursday night.
Again.
Alcohol appeared to be a factor in the grounding of this vessel. And there have been two other incidents with this boat getting grounded since last May. So these guys are out there crabbing and having the time of their lives.
Sure.
And accidentally running the boat into the ground.
No, I don't know.
Into the shore.
I don't know if this is true, but my dad makes the claim that when he was in high school, long time ago, that he had a teacher, female teacher, who had very poor eyesight.
Yeah.
Very poor eyesight. Blind, essentially.
Yeah.
And every morning she would run into the school. That's how she knew she was there.
You're kidding me.
That's, she would park after she hit.
Once she hit the school, she knew she'd arrived?
Once she hit the school, she knew she had arrived. I'm here now.
Wow.
Wham. Into the school.
I had an art teacher in junior high that was legally blind. And when we, and let that sink in for a moment. The art teacher was legally blind. And when it was time for ceramics, all the boys in my class made bongs.
Sure. How many were actually smoking dope?
In seventh grade, I would say maybe one or two of us. Not me. I can promise you that. Not me.
But I need a bong.
But yeah, it was like, let's make pipes. Like, okay. Uh-huh. And they didn't. I mean, it was none of them, I don't think, ended up being usable.
But well, that would be a little more.
She had no idea what was going on because.
How did she grade them then?
That's a fair question. I don't know. Why someone who was legally blind was an art teacher, I don't know. But that was where
art
we, that
is
was
not a competition.
The Miss Jenna boat has been banned from the harbor, and the captain has lost his right to operate any vessel in the Menesma Basin. It's been revoked. Again, this is the third time the boat has been grounded there in the harbor. That's really hard to do. Like, you have to be to ground a vessel like that once is one thing. To do it. This is now the third time since last May.
I think the teacher intentionally hit the school.
No, I get it.
Knowing that, okay, I'm here. I'm not saying she was coming in at 30 miles an hour or anything.
The Miss Jenna was allegedly found to still be in gear when the Coast Guard found it at Lobsterville Beach on Thursday night. The Coast Guard also found
the engine still revving.
Yep. Just right. Sitting there. All right. Sitting there on the beach. Hey, what happened?
Happy hour. Let's go.
Guys, you're not going anywhere.
Who's up for a shore lunch?
According to the Chilmark Police Department, the Coast Guard over there found two empty 18 packs of Bud Light and numerous nip bottles on board.
Just doing some crabbing.
They asked the captain what happened, and he responded.
Hey! We've got
I can't do my work. I got a real red wagon. Two empty 18 packs of Bud Light and numerous nip bottles on board. Now, is that some sort of delightful East Coast expression? Yeah, it's a nip bottle. Is that like a... Just take a little nip every now and then?
I guess.
A captain told the Coast Guard, quote, "We fell asleep."
Every bottle's a nip bottle. Right?
They say the captain was clearly intoxicated when he was trying to come into Manessma Basin there. Coast Guard found he did not make port.
Captain.
Yeah, I'm the captain. So the harbor master, in the best interest of all concerned, they have banned this guy. The Miss Jenna ran aground up in Noshin back in August. That happened after some point when the vessel also crashed into the West Dock in May, breaking a pressure-treated piling. It's just not a good idea to be pounding beers and trying to drive a crab boat. Fellas?
Shouldn't we turn this thing off?
This thing will get us home. She always will get you home. Follow the North Star.
It'll run out of fuel. Don't worry about it.
Number two. Smorgasbord is a Scandinavian meal, which is served buffet style with hot and cold dishes. And it was something that they originally started at the World's Fair in 1939.
Good idea.
Yeah. I remember as a kid when we went to the first one. And whenever my mother wanted us to eat something, she would always say, "Well, this is how rich people eat." And that would somehow trick us into eating it. You know, like Brussels sprouts. The rich people eat Brussels sprouts.
Well, they can keep...
This is a real treat for us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I don't know what the point of getting rich is if I got to eat garbage. No thanks.
You can't do Brussels sprouts?
I don't mind them now, but I can't do a bunch of them. I mean, I can't...
Well, we're not asking you to
I'm not going to eat them like they're Planters cheese balls.
No, we're not asking you to.
We asked the question about buffets and how you would rank them. And the four choices we gave you are the breakfast buffet, your regular dinner buffet, a pizza buffet, and a Chinese buffet. Darren and I have very different beliefs in terms of how those should be ranked. A text here from Mike on our text line at 470-23-NACHO. He says it should go, his order is a Chinese buffet one, pizza buffet. Then for number three, he says back to Chinese. And then he says second pizza trip, and then Mexican.
Ooh.
We did not include Mexican buffet as an option.
I like that.
Yeah. So we should probably include Mexican buffet as an option because those are starting to spring up, right?
Well, they were.
Back when you could go and eat with people in a room mm-hmm. that you didn't know. So Mexican.
How about you?
Well, who are all these folks eating in this building that we're at? What is this called?
Stranger danger.
I'm puzzled.
I feel threatened.
Are there other kinds of buffets that we...
Polish.
Polish buffet I've never heard of. I've never heard of a Polish buffet.
I hadn't either.
And,
That's why I was so intrigued.
Yeah. What would be the... Just pierogies? What would be on the menu?
That would probably be on there, sure.
All-you-can-eat pierogies. The all-you-can-eat buffet is where you're asked to pay up front. There's the dim sum buffet... Served a different style. The food is pre-plated and the waitstaff comes to you with their wares. And then home style is when you come and you get served quickly, I guess. The different
Well,
type
home
of...
style is when they would bring just like big bowls of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then you guys are going to share this among you.
I see. Well, you can't get away with that these days.
They used to do that sort of thing up in the Amanis.
Yeah?
That they would have the home style dinners.
At the Amanis.
In the Amana colonies.
Mm-hmm. Five buffet-style restaurant concepts. Buffet dining started in 16th century France.
Huh.
Can you imagine going to a buffet in the 16th century? It has stood the test of
time.
No,
I can't.
I know you. I know it, it's hard to make a room in your mind to conceive of it in the 21st century, but cafeteria style buffet. Now that's
with a tray.
Yeah. And self-serve ice cream at the end.
You get a tray.
Mm-hmm. The healthy concept buffet is something that was starting to take off before COVID-19 shut down everything.
Were bishops still around here when you came down here?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. They were at Duck Creek Mall and South Park,
that's
right?
That's right, yes.
And now the bishops at Duck Creek got leveled years ago, and I think Bishops is now a Habaneros last time I was at South Park Mall.
Something like that.
Does that make sense? Buffet benefits. You save on payroll because you're able to feed a large number of people with a minimal staff. But there's more maintenance. A lot of upkeep when you've got a buffet.
And waste.
And I imagine waste. Also, there's just people that are... I assume there's just
you're going to break the bank.
Yeah, there's just some folks for whom you have to really... kind of watch.
This is more than a meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a statement.
Right. When you come to the buffet and you bring your own Tupperware.
Well, I don't think that's allowed.
Not allowed, but you can't tell me it doesn't happen every single day.
No, I don't.
Across the Quad Cities.
Maybe funerals. But no, I don't know about buffets. That you can't do that.
Joe Mama texting in saying, Hy-Vee Ultimate Buffet. Got your Chinese, your pizza, your chicken, and a salad bar. Yes, of course, that's the best of both worlds. Well, the best of all four worlds. But for the purpose of this exercise, let's limit it now to the five buffets. What we call the five core buffets. Breakfast. Dinner. Chinese. Mexican.
Pizza.
And pizza buffet. Those are your five choices. How do you rank them? If there's another buffet that we need to include, let us know. But I really feel like that's all.
Things are getting a little cluttered as it is.
Right. And
you can get pizza at a dinner buffet.
Right, no, I understand how this works. But what I'm asking you to do, just for fun, just to go back in time
and you can't
when get, you could go to a buffet and enjoy.
And you can get taco pizza at a pizza buffet.
Yes, but taco pizza is not tacos. Can you get taco pizza at a Mexican buffet? No.
No, probably
not. No, that
would
be ridiculous.
No, you'd get they'd call the cops on you if you tried to pull that.
City of Davenport announcing that they will not be opening up the pools this summer.
I saw that.
It's not happening. Decision has been made, and it means no swimming at February or... Annie Wittemeyer, they're closing down all the pools.
Well, they're just not opening them.
Even better. Your aquatic centers and your pools for the city of Davenport will not be open. More than 24,000 people use the pools each summer in Davenport. And they're saying it's just not worth it in terms of
and
potential exposure.
23,000 pee in them.
Well... I don't know that the number's that high, but I'm sure whatever the number is, it's higher than any of us are comfortable with.
It's a higher number than you need to know.
Right.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, they said they made this decision, and if you're saying to yourself, it's not even Memorial Day, this seems like they're...
Early.
They're rushing the decision to not open the pools. They're saying, we gotta make this decision now so people know what to do with their summers.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine, his daughter, is a lifeguard at one of the pools. And now she's got to figure out another summer gig because this was the gig.
No. Well, what if they still had lifeguards?
Mm.
Talk about not having to pay attention this year.
Right. If a job as a lifeguard when there's no water in the pool.
And no people?
Oh, my God.
I got this. I got this.
Brother, that's living. No.
I didn't.
You got things figured out.
I was even allowed to skip the training. I'm not even certified this year.
CPR for what? Some dummy
for what?
Some dummy falls in a hole. That's his business. I'm not going to drown at the bottom of a pool with no water in it.
I got this.
Greatest summer ever.
Number three.
Yeah, with the humidity that's on the way this weekend, you'd be forgiven for thinking that you were living in America's crazy land. Not America's dairy land. I'm referring to Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Stories here from the Sunshine State that I can't wait to share with you. It's a never-ending source of show prep. A story here of a guy who thought it'd be a good idea to dive into the Bass Pro Shop fish tank. This is in
just to cool off.
This was on Mother's Day. I guess they have at the Bass Pro Shop a big tank full of angry bass.
Oh, I've been waiting 2 months to do this.
Video shows this guy walking up the stairs and then he dives into the tank at the store at Gulf Coast Town Center. He then runs off. A manager follows him out of the store, watches him leave in a silver sedan. That's all the sheriff down there needed to hear because they were able to apprehend the guy, Daniel Armendariz, looking at felony criminal mischief charges as well as trespassing.
Did he end up with anything in his mouth? Was there theft as well?
Bass Pro Shop spent $3,000 decontaminating the tank. Think of that.
Well, he's getting that bill.
The incident is illegal, dangerous, and highly discouraged. Bass Pro Shop says here in a statement, "We work with law enforcement to investigate all individuals who personally attempt or are involved with such activities. Additionally, while incidents of this nature are extremely rare, we are deeply concerned about attempts to promote and sensationalize them." This is not the first time someone has dove into the fish tank there.
We can't tell you how highly it's not appreciated.
Three high school students dove into the tank back in 2011 and then got on and ran.
Couldn't they put a top on it? Like a screen?
Yeah. Not had a bad idea. A net.
Or electrify it.
He's been previously arrested, this guy, for robbery, aggravated battery, and sale or delivery of drugs. He's on social media saying, "I already have a lawyer working on this accusation. I find it pretty petty how you detectives and officers are looking for me as if I've killed somebody and have a whole task force working on me.
You're right.
You have murderers and rapists on the loose and serious crimes being committed. And do you see that all over the news? It's so pathetic. I'm going to make sure you guys have to work."
You're right. We should allow this.
You're right. I've never been to a Bass Pro Shop. How big is the tank for the bass fish there? That's something you can jump in and swim around in.
And he jumped from like the second level?
I guess. Story here from Ybor City, which is in the Tampa area. Ybor City's a good time. This fella, Kurt Schleicher, says he has not been having fun being stuck at home during the coronavirus pandemic because...
That's weird.
Ybor City is a very old part of town.
Okay.
And he says he's been locked into this house, and it's a haunted house. He says he's been in lockdown with the ghosts of a murdered family. Non-believer when he bought the house, but he has changed his mind. He lives in the house where Victor Licata reportedly murdered his parents, his siblings, and the family dog. He says, "I guess you could say I'm getting to know my roommates. They left this earth in a stressful way. They were murdered while they slept, and while their time was cut short, I understand where they're coming from." He says the longer he stays in this house, the more he feels a supernatural presence.
Now, were they there before the lockdown, or...
They just showed up
during the lockdown.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Needed a place to stay.
He says he's not the only living thing in the house. He has a dog that's a real dog, not a ghost dog.
Yeah.
And he says the dog is freaking out too. He says, "My dog's a boxer. He's been sitting in the bedroom where the mother was murdered and barking at the wall for no reason. It is not in his nature. And in the bathroom, you can feel a coldness come over you. A cold brush of something walking by." Yeah, no thanks. You get a deal on a murder house, but, you know, then you have to deal with the fact that there's murders that happen in the house.
Yeah.
No thanks. In the Atlantic, Florida, a woman's under arrest for trespassing at the Monkey Bar and Grill. I can't tell you how many bars in Florida have monkey in their title.
They're monkey themed.
What's the bar that we went to in St. Pete Beach? It's like
monkeys.
It's called like the Toasted Monkey.
Hmm.
And yeah, and like the logo is a monkey that's
who's toasted.
He's nicely toasted. We went there. But Jenny and I went there a couple of years ago. We'd been told like, oh, when you're in St. Pete Beach, you gotta go to the Toasted Monkey. It's the greatest beach bar ever. And it's fine. It's just a beach bar. There's nothing extraordinary about it. But we get there, and we're having a beer there, and I look over, and this girl on the stool next to us, you can tell, has been going at it.
Is this the one who pours the entire drink on herself?
Yeah, and then just falls face first onto the ground, and then gets up and just keeps going after it. And when you, you know...
Didn't she try to, like, drink a whole pitcher of beer... And none of it went in her mouth.
Just all over the place. Yeah. Yeah. Just trying to chug an entire thing of beer. Not a drop of it got in her mouth.
Not even close.
And then she passed out like Karen Allen in Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was just straight for the floor, which is a hard wood floor on the beach. And she clearly had done damage to her face. Her friends picked her up, propped her back on the stool... And they just kept going at it.
Who's serving these people?
Well, I mean, this is how they do things down there.
Okay.
There's no like...
Florida.
I mean, here, your bartender's going to say, I can't serve you anymore. There, they will put, you know, paper straws in your mouth and pour it down your throat.
Even when you're unconscious.
Oh, yeah. They're... You got to go to the Toasted Monkey, man. This was just at a place called Monkey Bar and Grill.
We still have your debit card. We need to keep serving you.
Indie Atlantic, Florida. 32-year-old Audra Adams went to the bar and tried to kiss several of the customers. Also called 911 five different times to complain that people were not socially distancing to her satisfaction.
Wait a minute. Which you can't have both.
You understand the problem with this story.
Right.
Running up trying to kiss strangers, but also not happy with the fact that there's not the social distancing going on that she'd like to see. Officers eventually showed up, but she'd left the bar. Had left the bar, but refused to leave the parking lot. Charged with disorderly conduct, resisting an officer without violence, and misusing the 911 system down there. That's right. I'm not interested in leaving... The parking lot. I'll leave the bar, all right.
All
this
day
parking
long.
Lot is a free country. And I'm not happy with how people are not social distancing.
Except
but
for the ones I want to kiss.
Yeah, I just want to run up and kiss people.
I want to kiss you.
Not drunk Joe Namath. Finally, there's this story, Darren.
Struggling.
You think Susie Colbert,
Do you think she got over that?
Will there ever be a 30 for 30 on that night? The night Joe Namath got drunk and tried to make out with Susie Colbert on Monday Night Football?
It is just as interesting a topic as some of them.
What if I told you that Susie Colbert was propositioned on national television? Naples, Florida, the police department responded to a call regarding a male suspect who was playing with his genitals at a Naples condominium. The police report stated the victim lived on the second floor of the condo, and her back porch overlooks the pool and the pool deck. She stated she walked out on the porch and sat down to drink her coffee. At that time, she observed this male described as wearing a red sweater and no pants or underpants by the pool.
It's my Winnie the Pooh look.
The suspect's penis and buttock were completely exposed. The victim stated the suspect looked up to her and said, quote, "This is what you do to me." Proceeded to walk over to a lounge chair and laid down on the chair and then stated, "This is where you sit." He then lifted his legs and played with himself. She called 911 after screaming, stating that she'd never seen this suspect before in her life.
It's a pretty aggressive come on line.
But that she regularly would take a morning swim in the pool. The victim stated that the suspect said, "This is where you sit." She then observed the suspect sitting in a pool chair that she regularly uses. She felt that this was him explaining that he stalks her then and had been watching her on previous occasions.
Listen, I'm just trying to flirt.
Mm-hmm. Joshua Echezarreta, 39 years old, was the suspect here, charged with exposing his sexual organs, loitering or prowling, resisting officer without violence to his person, stalking simple without threats.
And not wearing pants.
This will only do Darren any good, but I want to show you the mugshot of this character. He seems like a real winner.
Well, he looks like he's wide awake.
He's not going to sleep in jail, that's for sure. This is what you do to me, and this is where you sit. Wearing a red sweater and nothing else. And there you go. That's the Sunshine State. That's Florida.
Florida.
And it's a wet heat, what they have down there.
Yeah, now you can't use that pool again.
Ever.
Number four.
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 There's a scene in It's a Wonderful Life where young George Bailey is struggling. He's got a moral conundrum. He doesn't know what to do. And he looks up and he sees an advertisement. And it says, "Ask Dad." He knows. And he goes to the building and loan to go ask his dad about this problem he's having at the pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
For me, Darren, you are the rock that I go to whenever I find myself debating on what is the best possible thing to do. You are where I go to for advice.
I'm an honest broker.
That's it. Because I think you're dispassionate. You are.
That's
able
exactly
to.
What I you're, am.
It's, are you dispassionate or you just don't care? Either way.
Well.
You're able to, when I present to you with my troubles, you're able to listen dispassionately and present what I think are some very good solutions. With that in mind, it's time for the return of one of my favorite segments that we've ever done. It's time for...
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice.
What works is we have advice columns and we present the letters that have been written to advice columns, and then we get your take on things.
And then?
Well, then, and then people
compare
that know
them.
Yeah, people that know what they're talking about.
As opposed to me.
Yes. Here's a advice column. This is in The Guardian. This is an advice column by Pamela Stevenson Colonia, a psychotherapist who specializes in treating sexual disorders.
Here's which I do not have a degree for.
Right. I still think that you'll be able to come up with some good advice, though.
I'm sure I can.
The letter begins. Although I have been happily married to my wife for 3 years, from the beginning, I've been sexually attracted to my mother-in-law. She's a fantastic woman in her 50s and looks almost like my wife, but more beautiful. We live in the same area and we see each other 2 or 3 times a week. I have sex with my wife almost every day and it's great. But for the past few months, I can't help but think of my mother-in-law during sex. I feel guilty about it. Please help me. What's your advice there, Darren?
Maybe she's into it.
It's always your advice. So you tell the wife,
no,
I'm thinking about your mom.
No, that's a sticky situation.
Because here's the thing.
No,
I think she looks like you, but hotter.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having that conversation
well, you
with somebody?
Should, no, but just here's the thing. That should be good news for you. In that your wife in, say, 20 years is going to be what you really want.
Well, but I think he's saying that the mom is hotter than the wife because...
Regardless of age.
Well, I think maybe...
She's just,
I think
just,
what's not being said here is she's probably got an ugly dad. And that's messing things up. What he'd like is someone that looks exactly like the mother-in-law. The wife...
So you're saying the wife doesn't look like mom?
Not enough if he's thinking about mom.
The wife looks more like mom or dad?
I'm just saying that he says the mother is more beautiful than his wife.
Mm.
That's problematic, right?
Yes.
So your advice is that this is good news. Eventually, your wife will age to look more like your mother-in-law. And by that point,
we'll settle into those looks.
Your mother-in-law won't be...
Well, yeah. Maybe you'll be over your mother-in-law by then.
So wait 20, 30 years is your advice?
My advice is yes. It's the waiting game.
The psychotherapist says the forbidden nature of some sexual attractions can create extremely complex feelings. This is especially true when there are familiar connections, and it's not uncommon for a conscious erotic connection to arise between in-laws. but desiring anyone whom society would consider inappropriate can carry extra strong erotic charges and even lead to blinding obsessions, rash actions, severe consequences, and endless remorse.
Yeah, but none of that helps anybody.
She says...
That's not advice.
There could be some underlying stuff that you're dealing with here, maybe some childhood issues such as maternal longing. But she says your fantasies are your own, and this one is harmless enough as long as you're not planning to act it out. You already recognize the futility of such a misplaced desire, so simply to avoid guilt, gradually and deliberately steer your head movies in a different direction.
Yes.
Basically, why don't you knock it off?
Wait it out.
Creep. How about this one? This is from the Ask a Manager blog. This is a blog where people ask managers how to handle things in their workplace. A reader writes, I am the manager of a customer service team of about 10 to 12 members. Most of the team members are right out of school, and this is their first professional job. Their ages range from 22 to 24. I'm about 10 years older than all of my employees. We have a great team and great working relationships. They all do great work, and we've established a great team culture. A couple of months ago, I noticed something odd that my team and other employees in the building started doing. They would see each other in the hallways or break room and say quack, quack, like a duck. I assumed this was an inside joke and thought nothing of it and wrote it off as playful silliness. Or thought I perhaps missed a moment in a recent movie or TV show to which the quacks were referring.
Sure.
Fast forward a few months, I needed to do some printing, and our printer is in a room that can be locked by anyone when it's in use. Our team often has large volumes of printing that they need to do, and it helps to be able to sort things in there by yourself, as multiple people can get their pages mixed up, and it turns into a mess. The door had been locked the entire day, and this was around noon. As the manager, I have the key to the door in case someone forgot to unlock it when they left. Mm-hmm. I walked in, and there were two of my employees on the couch in the copier room having sex. I immediately closed the door and left. This was last week, and as you can imagine, things are very awkward between the three of us. I haven't addressed the situation yet because of a few factors. One, this was during both of their lunch hours.
That somehow...
They were not doing this on the clock. They had both clocked out. I immediately checked. We have an understanding that you can go or do anything on your lunch that you
anything.
Want. Anything. As long as you're back after an hour. Also, as you mentioned in an answer to a previous column last week for a person who overheard their coworker was involved in adult activities, these people are adults and old enough to make their own choices. Mm-hmm. But that's not the end of the story. That same day, after my team had left, I was wrapping up and putting a meeting agenda on each of their desks for a meeting the next day. Out in broad daylight on the guy's desk, one of the employees that I had caught in the printing room, was a piece of paper, and at the top it said, Duck Club. Underneath it was a list of locations and places in and around the office, followed by points. 25 points for the president's desk, 10 points for a car in the parking lot, 20 points for the copier room, etc.
Right.
My theory about what is going on, and I think I'm right, this Duck Club is a club people at work have where they get points for having sex in these locations around the office.
I think you're right.
I think that is also where the quacking comes into play. Perhaps this is some weird mating call between members to let them know they want to get some points with the other person, and if they quack back, they meet up somewhere to score.
I think
the two I caught in the copier room, I have heard quacking before. I know all of this is extremely weird. I wanted to write you because of how weird this seems. Plus, I was a little embarrassed. I have no idea what to do. As I mentioned above, they weren't on the clock when this happened. They're adults, and technically, I broke a rule by entering the copier room when it was locked, or I never would have caught them if I had obeyed that rule. The only company rule I can think of is that these two broke is using the copier room for other people. I'd love to know your opinion on this. I want to sweep it under the rug because I'm kind of a shy person. I would be extremely embarrassed to bring it up. So, what's your advice on this one, Darren?
I think they're into it.
See if that guy's mother-in-law wants to quack like a duck.
No, hey, I think he's got it.
Duck Club.
Yes.
With points.
Yes.
What do you accumulate these points for?
It's a competition, a friendly competition.
Wow. Wow.
Well, it's either you want to put an end to this or you don't.
Yeah.
Do you want to put an end to it? I mean, how long do these people actually have this job? It doesn't sound to me like it's difficult to get replacements.
Mm. So will you get rid of everyone in the duck club?
You're either good with it or you're not. And even if you're not, odds are they're only going to be with you for what? 2 years max?
The advice that the manager gives is you've got to talk to these employees and very soon. By putting it off, you're signaling that you're okay with it. You need to tell them in no uncertain terms that what you saw was unacceptable and can never happen again. And you need to take that sheet you found at the printer and find out what on earth is going on with the Duck Club and put a clear and direct stop to it well.
Yeah, that's one way of going about it.
I would call them both in your office and say this. I should have addressed what happened, but I've been so shocked that this would happen in our office. I've been trying to think about what I can possibly say to you. What I walked into the other day is unacceptable. You cannot, under any circumstances, engage in sexual behavior in this office. Doing that during the workday when coworkers are around, regardless of whether or not you are clocked in, is wildly unprofessional, and it gives me severe judgment and professionalism. He says here, you also need to talk to the other team members because you have reason to think they're having sex all over your office for points.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
Quack, quack, quack.
That's one way.
That's weird. Wonder why they're quacking like a duck. Oh. Hmm. Yeah, it turns out you didn't miss anything on TV, but you did miss the fact that there was a secret sex club going on in your office where they were all quacking like ducks. How does one even come up with an idea like this and then get everyone in the office to be on board? That's what I don't understand.
Well, it just rhymes with...
No, I understand. That part I get.
I'm just trying to break it down for you.
That part I get.
Five.
Number five.
Looking here at a pizza joint in Davenport that I have to admit I was not familiar with.
Okay.
And they're on Grubhub. Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. Are you familiar with Pasquale's Pizza and Wings?
Is that in Milan?
It's on Kimberly Road in Davenport.
Okay.
Pasquale's Pizza and Wings Delivery. 903 East Kimberly Road is the address here when you go to Grubhub.
Okay.
And the reason this is in the news is because there is not a place called Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. 903 East Kimberly Road is, in fact, the address of Chuck E. Cheese Pizza.
Ah.
They're doing this across the country, the Chuck E. Cheese people, to try and, you know, keep the lights on. They are delivering their pizza using things like DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats under the name Pasquale's Pizza. It's Chuck E. Cheese Pizza.
Okay.
Which is not something I think you would have delivered under normal circumstances. Chuck E. Cheese Pizza is something you eat because your kid's having a birthday party and you've got 9 kids that are hungry.
Right.
This is what they've decided to do. This got discovered here a couple of weeks ago. This is actually like an undercover version of Chuck E. Cheese. When you go there, they've got a little sign on the window that says Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. Who is Pasquale, you ask? Pasquale, it turns out, in the Chuck E. Cheese universe, is the name of the chef that makes the pizza there.
Gotcha.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
Now, who delivers it? The dancing bear?
There's no dancing bear. It's a giant mouse, right? Who are you thinking of? You're thinking of Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, Showbiz Pizza.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking of. You're thinking of Showbiz Pizza. That's gone, buddy.
No dancing bear.
Yeah. Pasquale's is what they're calling themselves, Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And some folks have...
Chuck E. Cheese Pizza right out of the oven is fine.
But you say that, Darren. The issue is that there are folks who are going online and seeing this and thinking, oh, well, this must be a new local place.
Let's give it a try.
That I want to make sure I support. And look, if you want to have Chuck E. Cheese Pizza, go nuts, but... Pasquale's Pizza and Wings is named after a favorite member of Munch's make-believe band. They say that they use fresh homemade pizza dough, just like Chuck E. Cheese. But it's a different pizza that features a thicker crust and extra sauce.
So they've changed the recipe.
Giving consumers a more flavorful, more premium pizza experience. Pasquale's Pizza and Wings are currently only available for delivery, They say maybe if this catches on, they'll add it to the Chuck E. Cheese menu.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah. If you're using one of these delivery places and you don't recognize the name of the restaurant, you could do a little investigating.
Maybe part of the reason that I enjoyed the Chuck E. Cheese pizza so much is it gave me something to do while I was there. I'd rather eat this pizza than get in the ball pit.
That's a good point. One of the big culinary delights of this pandemic is mini pancake cereal. This is something that has gone viral that people are doing. I want to run this by you and see what you think. The idea is you make little pancakes, little tiny flapjacks. You then cover them in syrup, and then you put milk in the bowl, and you eat them like they're cereal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hate that idea?
No, I don't hate the idea. I'd have to get up even earlier to do that.
It does seem like a lot of work.
So I don't see myself doing it.
Mini pancake cereal is one of the big trends, one of the big cooking trends that's happening while the pandemic is going on.
If I want to get up at midnight to make sure I'm here on time, I could do that.
Pour over coffee is huge these days. Also, homemade sourdough and banana bread is having a moment with the pandemic. A lot of folks rediscovering the joys of banana bread.
Well, maybe they're buying too many bananas. They get aggressive when they're at the store because they're thinking, oh, I'm not going to be here for a while.
Right.
I might not be here for a month. Better load up on the bananas. And then you realize when you get home, I don't eat that many bananas.
That's the secret to good banana bread, though, is you want to make sure that it's bananas that are starting to turn colors. Like a black banana is fantastic for a banana bread.
Although I suppose people make like green banana bread.
Oh, no. Banana bread?
Yeah, it's a little...
That's a good way to get yourself diarrhea.
It's a little more...
matter with you?
It's a little
diarrhea.
More...
Diarrhea.
I'm not saying that it's maybe...
Green banana bread.
I'm not saying that it's maybe not a little more tart, but I can see it being okay.
You are a vacuum cleaner of a human being. You know that? Would I eat green banana bread? No. No, I wouldn't. I'm not interested.
Could be good.
No, it couldn't.
Has anyone ever made green banana bread?
Do you know why? Because as human beings, we know that's not something to put in our mouth. How are you not dead at this point in your life with all the stuff that you put in your mouth? How have you not met untimely
only
end?
Only got sick the one time, and it was documented on The Last Dance. That story sounds familiar to me. That whole pizza thing.
Now, when you got sick on your pizza,
right?
Were there five guys that delivered it?
No,
but it was
my pizza,
mm-hmm. Just for you,
just for me,
mm-hmm.
And bad lettuce. It was a taco pizza.
But lettuce is something you can look at and see if it's bad, right?
Looked fine.
Was there some sort of rhinovirus on it, or
something?
Had it turned?
Didn't look like it had turned.
No.
It did a number on me, though.
Yeah, but that's the only time you think that you've ever been sick from food.
Yes, as far as the food causing a problem.
Yeah, green banana bread.
Well, those tenderloins would make me cramp up.
Yeah, see, I remember that.
But I knew that going in.
I guess ramen noodles are something, too, that are having a bit of a moment.
But they've always had a moment.
But under the, you know, under...
Those never go away.
Under these conditions, people are trying to figure out ways to, you know, use everything in their pantry.
Right.
Green banana bread. Apparently, there's something called green banana flour that they say is a powerful new tool in the digestive health toolbox.
See, there you go.
So this is something people that are into being super nutritious are into is green banana flour made from green bananas?
Listen, I'm just trying to be healthy.
Yeah, that's you all right.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was a time that I really enjoyed. What a fun look back at what we did just an hour or so ago.
Went by too quick.
Yeah, well, it does. You can listen to us every morning at Planet 93.9. But having the top five things, it's nice to have kind of a review, a refresher if you'll have it. And I feel refreshed.
And it's brought to you by Capriotti Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and Cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade dressing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. Capriati's, extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island. Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers. Ha, 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 ha.